part two of university, and I'm lying down. Una has a stethoscope and a clipboard and a pen.
Yeah, in a different room now.
It's a very long lead on the stethoscope.
I explained earlier about how you were an absolute nightmare to be around yesterday because you didn't have your phone, you were agitated, you were sweating, you were grumpy, and therefore, because of all these classic symptoms, I was able to devise that you are a nomophobe.
Nomophobe.
Someone who is afraid of not having their phone. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to do a test now to determine how severe your nomophobia really is, okay?
So you're not
ready?
Only telling me I have it, we want the severity of it.
Yes, right, here
okay,
we go.
Okay, well, play along at home if you've ever been without your phone. I had to leave mine in because I cracked the bloody screen.
Go on. Okay, so do you take your phone to bed?
Yes.
It's the only thing you've been taking to bed, isn't it?
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, of course I take my phone to bed. Who doesn't?
You said you're cuckoo. Okay. Do you take your phone into the bathroom even when you're only in there for a number one and not a number two? Because we know you take it in for number two. So for number one, you take it in.
Yes.
Wow. Do you check
I've always got one hand free.
Ew. Do you check it constantly, several times an hour to make sure it's working and that you haven't missed a notification?
Do you know, I literally just tap it just to make sure it's, you know, it's on and I don't have any notifications. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes, I do.
Do you make sure you can, see your phone whenever it isn't in your hand or your pocket? Does it have to be in your line of vision?
Yeah. Like, if I couldn't see it, I'd be like, where's my phone? Yes, so yes.
Finally, do you feel like a little lost puppy dog without your phone?
Worse than that, yeah.
The results are in, and you, my friend, are a fully fledged member of the nomophobe gang. You are captain of the ship, king of the nom-noms, and that's okay.
Okay, stop trying to label me. This is a very common condition.
No, it's common. It's
and
a genuine fear.
And the more we talk about it, the more acceptance there will be. We are all nomophobes.
We are all, okay, but not as bad as you, but we all do have a touch of the nomophobia because, I mean, let's face it, if we don't have our phone, it's like not having a limb. Seriously, because we depend on it so much. There's a fear that we aren't reachable without our phones in case someone needs us. There's a fear that someone would be going through your phone, and that's basically your life on a device.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah, that would be a really good caption for a phone company. Your life on a device. Yeah, you're welcome. Anywho, enough about this.
Hey, Samsung are on the phone going, geez, thanks, we've been sitting here for months.
That's mine, you have to pay me for that. Right, okay, enough about the nomophobia now. I would like to move on. I want to know to other phobias,
okay.
Right? I want to know if you have any more unusual phobias. For example, my mother has the ataxophobia. It's a fear of untidiness.
Ataxophobia. So she's not afraid of the tax man?
No, it's all about untidiness and disorder. Like, she can't come to my house unless I promise her that, you know, it'll be tidy and spotless.
And you never do, and she cleans it up.
No, I do, because she can't.
She won't come in.
And then my friend, I think this is a very strange one, he has a fear of anyone or anything touching off his nipple. I'm not sure what it's called. No, I don't know what it is, but he takes it really seriously. Like, he just has problems. Like,
where do you think he got that from? Childhood nipple cripples?
You're onto something. You're onto something there. Oh, they were the worst.
Yeah. I'm intrigued to know how you found this out about him. But anyway, 0871 102 107, from the sublime to the ridiculous. What are your phobias?
Do you have anything other than your
phone? I do. Funnily enough, I was in the park yesterday,
right,
walking by a lady with her dog, and her dog was doing the business, and she whipped out those dog bags to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
And I nearly got sick on the ground.
The smell of the poo-poo.
The smell of the bag. I have a phobia of dog poo bags. From once upon a time, having a dog and having those bags constantly on me, they have a disgusting scent. If you have a dog, you know what I'm talking about. Do you not have the scented bags?
I'm not high scent bloody bouquet. I don't have scented bags. I just have normal, run-of-the-mill plastic bags.
I would rather smell the you-know-what than the dog bag. Anyway, that's another one of mine.
You have a phobia of scented dog poo bags.
Yeah, put it up there with your nipples. 0871 102 107, if you want to share with us, in confidence,
Strange phobias this
morning. Look at the people texting in, including Aaron, who says, I totally agree, the dog bag smell, it's disgusting. It's not just me and my phobia.
I need to check out these scented dog bags.
Oh, no, they're disgusting. They make a gag.
I'm going to bring them into work. Kiki says she's afraid of birds and cotton wool. Cotton wool is a big one.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Hey, lads. I think I have a phobia of cutlery. I hate touching knives and forks. It makes my skin crawl. It was a serious issue when my mum tried to get me to do the washing up back in the day. Lol. That's from Aoife and Navin.
What do you eat with? Your hands?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Dunk your face into the plate. All right, Yannick, what is your phobia? Your weird phobia, we're calling it.
Yannick?
Yep.
Yo.
What is it?
Well, I just hate when a fur or a hair sticks to my clothes, and I just literally freak out.
Fur or hair from a pest?
Yeah, or even my girlfriend's hair. I just have to get rid of it once I see it. I just can't stand it.
So you'd really freak out then if you found like a hair in your food, Yannick?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
How are you when you're in the barbers and all that cut hairs on the floor?
Well, I'm all right with that. So I can cope.
As long as it's not touching off you in some shape or form or on you.
Well, unless it's stuck to my face, you know, the way it falls on your nose and everything.
Yeah,
it's not itchy. All right, Yannick, stay safe. Mind the hair. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Galway. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Hey, Pat, look, first off, first and foremost, we appreciate you coming forward and sharing this with us. I know it's not easy. So you're in a safe space here, Patrick. So what's your...
What's your phobia, man?
I fear, you know, when you're cleaning up after the dinner,
yeah.
I do fear, you know, ketchup. And just the smell of it and everything, just hate it.
You're afraid of ketchup?
Yeah.
Now, is that a fair way? Are you afraid of it or you just hate it?
Well, I hate it, but I just hate it so much I've gotten to be afraid of it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to put you in a traumatic space right now, but imagine Una and I called over in safer times, and we had just come in from the chipper, and we've got burgers, and we've got chips. And
I
take out a litre bottle of ketchup and squirt it all over Una's chips. And then I open up my burger bun and I put the biggest dollop one can imagine into the burger and it starts dripping down the sides of it.
God, now we're talking.
What's happening to you, Patrick?
I'm moving away for, you know, like a considerable distance.
You're backing away from it like it's a bomb about to go off.
Yeah.
And why do you think you're afraid of it and you hate it so much?
I remember when I was in NASA school, one of the lads had a ketchup roll or something, and next thing it just hit off my jumper or something. And so I was stuck there lingering the whole day, and I just remember I felt sick.
Childhood trauma.
There you go. It all goes back to being young. That's it.
All right, Patrick, we wish you well in avoiding ketchup for the rest of your life. Hey, mind yourself, Pat. Thanks for coming on. Great call.
Bye. Brilliant. Thanks, Patrick. Bye.
There you go. There's all sorts of things we have phobias of, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Aiden and Una.